Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I think every person, every couple, there are perks to being in a relationship. And when divorce happens, those perks go away. I mean, if Len and I ever get divorced, I'm never getting anything embroidered for free for our show again. I'm going to lose that perk.
You are never getting divorced, Carl.
That is true.
You are perfect. You give us all faith in love.
Perfect, I don't think is the right word.
Imperfectly perfect? How about that? You are meant for each other. The universe brought you together, and that is where you shall stay.
And we experienced this recently with some close friends of ours, and it was sad when we heard the news, and it's been tough. And we all know that friends get split over divorce, but then also sometimes the perks of the friendship also. They had a gorgeous family vacation home. We would get invited occasionally, and now because of the divorce, I think they're selling. Atlanta was on the last trip this weekend, and there was a lot of emotions because of just the ending of this era of friendship.
Sure.
and what all of that encompassed, and then the cool perk of like going to someone else's 100% place and hanging out for 100%. A long weekend, right? So it's 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Courtney is from Norton, and it was your parents that divorced. What did you lose in their divorce?
It was technically my dad's CD collection, but he had given it to me. It was like one of those Timeline infomercial CD collections. It was for the 1970s party collection. It had everything
Time Life,
on it.
Time Life, yeah.
It was the best like CD collection ever, and he never listened to it. So I took it from him. And in the divorce settlement, he wanted it back.
Oh!
And I was devastated.
Brutal!
Right? I was devastated.
Girl, I have a binder filled with 80 CDs. If you need anything, you let me know. That's just rude.
The Time Life CD collection.
It's a young girl listening to the best of the 1970s.
Allison is from Norton. What did you lose in the divorce?
So it actually wasn't a divorce, but it was a relationship in my 20s. I got a dog and a cat with a boyfriend, and then we broke up, and I got the cat, and he kept the dog, and it was very sad. And then I got another boyfriend a year later, and I got a dog with him, too.
Hey, listen, stop getting dogs with these men.
And how did that one end?
We ended up in court.
Over the dog?
Over the dog. It didn't end in my favor.
Aww.
So you lost two dogs in two different relationships?
Yes, I did. And my best relationship advice for anybody starting out with a new relationship is do not get a pet with someone that you are not married to.
How did the judge
of their name.
Settle the proceedings of who got the dog? Because I envisioned the both of you like at the other end of the room calling him and whoever he went to got the dog.
No, basically, they made us come in and they made us deal with it, like, ourselves, just in front of somebody. And we couldn't come to an agreement, so she sent us away, and then we had to come back. And then at that point, I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm 27 years old, and I don't have any kids, but, if I fight for this dog and I end up with this dog, I'm going to meet someone else and get married, hopefully, and have children, and I'm going to have this dog that I'm sharing, like, custody with my ex-boyfriend. I just decided to be the bigger person, and I let him keep her, and then I went out and I got the smallest, girliest dog I could find, who I still have.
Or you go low, we go high.
Or you didn't love the dog as much as he did.
Don't listen to what they say. Don't listen to
I would
what
have never.
They say.
Never.
All right, we got a couple of people that want to remain anonymous. I totally get that. And this was about losing an all-access pass, and I have actually experienced the same exact thing that you have. Tell everybody what you lost access to.
So I lost an all-access pass to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, no.
My ex-husband, very much so. My ex-husband's stepmother was the widow of Walt Disney's right-hand man, and it was amazing. My kids have been going to Disney, just walking in since they were 6 months old, and
just
that
gone.
Was sad. But at least my kids still get to enjoy it. So
they still get to go.
Yeah, they still go.
But you don't.
My brother, who by the way, it's his birthday today, his ex-wife ran all of the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff at Disney, both merchandising, the ride, the movie, all of it. And we would just walk up to the park. She'd hand us the VIP passes and all of
that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're divorced now.
Yeah.
All right. We have one more person who wants to remain anonymous. And this is an odd one. It's about a kitchen table. Explain what's going on here. What did you lose?
Yep. So I lost my kitchen table that I raised my kids at with all the memories, birthday parties and stuff. When I left the house, I got the vacation place. He got our regular home. And he sold the house a couple of years later. And it was amicable. So I'm like, oh, great. You know, you're going to move your stuff to your new vacation place. And he was moving in with a girlfriend. And after 8 months, he moved out of the girlfriend's house. And I said, oh, you know, hey, I know your vacation home is furnished. Can I have the kitchen table back? It has a lot of memories for me. And he's like, no, I'm going to leave it with the girlfriend. Yeah.
Boys are so...
Yeah, she doesn't have a kitchen table anymore.
Not as bad as losing the VIP access to Disney, though.
No.
I mean, it's not a contest or anything, but kids' memories, Disney World.
Space Mountain's on this kitchen table.
It's pretty close, I guess. It's so weird that things that when this happens, right? And you're just like, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
But it seems everybody's happier now, so...
I don't know. Two dogs, I'd be pretty upset. Not one dog.
That was brutal.
She was giddy with laughter and got her own dog.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.